a store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Recall that quaint phrase that we would employ in committee, that this amendment is not in order because it constitutes legislating on an appropriations bill? Well, we legislated everything. This bill has more poison pills in it than Rasputin's medicine cabinet. Everything is thrown in here. And it was thrown in at the middle of the night.
What a shock. Something new and different. Goes back to the days when Ted Kennedy slipped in a $27 million bill on some appropriation. This was about 30 years ago, to get something in his hometown of Hyannis, Massachusetts done for $27 million. The House of Representatives votes to extend government funding for two more weeks. That move averts a federal shutdown, but they have done nothing really to resolve the ongoing problem. So there still is every bit as much of a chance of a government shutdown, maybe not this week, but next week. And that's where we get started here. The government shutdown possibilities, Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on Congressman Moran there, the extension. And it's with this move, it's on its way to the Senate. If the Senate passes it, which they probably will, means the government keeps running for just a few more days. Then Congress can't get the act together, pass a budget. They go through it all over again. And my bet is that's what's going to happen. What's your bet? We'll hear from you later in this hour. 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Overviewing the top hits in talk radio, what you need to know from the left and the right and from television and radio. The radio first focus here is host Jeff Katz talks to Congressman Tom McClintock of California about the House and its plans.
All right, tell me a little bit about what you guys in the House are looking to do. And you know, I'm sure you know, because you're a smart guy and you've been involved in the political arena for so long. You know that there are many guys who go to D.C. with all of the right intentions, and then they get there and they take a look at those cufflinks and they take a look at those "I really am a congressman" lapel pins, and they sell us right down the river.
Well, that was the problem with the Republicans in the during the Bush administration. They promised to get spending under control. They promised to reduce the debt. They promised to secure our borders, and instead they did exactly the opposite. We watched spending under George W. Bush and Republican Congress increase twice as fast as it had under the Clinton administration. Mm-hmm. We watched our borders left wide open. We watched gaping deficits develop because of runaway spending. We saw the biggest increase of entitlement since the Great Society. But what I can tell you is this. A lot of the Republicans in name only, the RINOs who were responsible for that debacle, were turned out of office in 2006 and 2008 and more in 2010, and they've been replaced by a new generation of legislators who are fiercely devoted to restoring those fundamental American concepts of individual freedom and constitutionally limited government that built our country and built the prosperity of our country. So it's a different Congress than it was before.
All right. Here's one of the questions, which on its face sounds sort of silly, but I ask it in all sincerity, Tom. How much is this going to hurt?
Well, bear in mind that the federal government has increased spending by 24% since 2008. And all of the fuss and fury right now is over what amounts to about a 1.5% reduction in spending.
Mm-hmm.
Put another way, at the rate of proposed budget reduction, it's going to take 14 years to balance the budget. So these are not radical proposals. The question you ask is, was this going to hurt? I don't think so. I think it's going to help, and I think it's going to help dramatically. Don't forget, when people say that this is the worst economy since the Great Depression, I remember a time more recently when we had not only double-digit unemployment, but double-digit inflation. We had mile-long lines around gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates were at 21.5%. Perhaps the reason we don't remember those days as vividly is because they didn't last very long. We elected Ronald Reagan. He diagnosed the problem very differently than the current administration. He reduced the tax and regulatory burdens that were crushing the economy. He reduced spending as a percentage of GDP. And the result was a period of prolonged economic prosperity.
Uh-huh. Back to Ronald Reagan. Where is he? Reagan, Reagan, Reagan. I think it would be nice if we sort of moved away from Reagan a little bit, give it a rest. Let's bring it up to date. Let's stop talking. All these people who just hang their hat on Ronald Reagan, many of them he wouldn't embrace at all. They just use his name and hope that people are foolish enough to identify just because they're using the name. The identification is tougher and I think it's hard to make some of these connections. If you really logistically go back and look at the numbers, look at the people who listen, it is. But that doesn't stop people from claiming, I'm just like Ronald Reagan. It's to the point now where it sounds foolish. It's like, I'm just like Howdy Doody. You know, all right, there's my own smoking. There's people. It's amusing to the point of being pathetic. When you look at all the people who before the last election, I'm just like Ronald Reagan. They didn't have a clue about Ronald Reagan. They didn't know anything about him. And that's true with many of the people who are very visible today. I don't think, we'll get off on that at some other point. Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing on the situation in Congress, the bill going through, the current funding expires, I think, on Friday. The bill drafted by House Republican leaders passed, I think the vote was 335-91, gives the president until March the 18th to agree on funding levels for the rest of the fiscal year, and that would end on September 30th. So bet this will keep going for a while. What do you bet? 800-510-8255. More Talk Host input here, and your thoughts, very important to this budget process and the shutdown as we continue on the countdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, let's move over to television now on the Talk Review. Here's Bill Hemmer from Fox talking to Congressman Chris Van Hollen from New York about the problems the states are having with their budgets because they don't know if they're going to get any money from the feds.
Former Governor Tim Pawlenty out of Minnesota making a fiery speech over the weekend at his Tea Party event talking about and praising those who are balancing their budgets.
Thank you for standing up to the ruling class. Thank you for standing up to the liberal power brokers, the guardians of the status quo, and the royal triangle of greed, big government, big unions, and big bailed-out businesses.
Well, Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen is the ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee. On the macro level, what do these state battles like Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, what do they tell you about the enormous budget battles that these governors face trying to right the ship, sir?
Well, it means we all have to work together to tighten our belts and get both state governments as well as the federal government on sound fiscal footing. But I was just listening to that clip from Governor Pawlenty, and look, that's revisionist history. We all know that we've got to work together to get the economy going again after the total free fall. 2 and 3 years ago, the economy's beginning to grow again. People are coming back to work, but we have to tighten our belts. The notion that police and firefighters and teachers and these unions are responsible for the meltdown in the economy and are the ones that are holding it back is just nonsense.
Well, what these governors are saying, and, you know, for the firefighters and the police officers and the teachers who watch our program every day, what the governors tell us when they come on our program is that you have to fix it now so that the same problems you're battling don't creep back into your system a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. That way, when that map shows 45 states in the red, you can put that behind you and make yourself solvent again.
Well, you absolutely have to work together to reduce the deficits in the state governments as well as the federal government. And that's going to require a compromise on all sides. Take the state of Wisconsin. You've got the workers there who have already agreed to a lot of concessions, both in terms of health benefits as well as their pension benefits, as they should. Everyone's got to be part of the belt tightening. But to suggest that they somehow were the cause of this economic meltdown and they have to bear the entire brunt is nonsense. I come from the state of Maryland. We have collective bargaining in the state of Maryland. Maryland is one of the few states that has a AAA bond rating. So let's not confuse the cause and effect of different things. We do need to work together, and people need to make these compromises.
And to that
the
point,
the workers are willing to do that, but the kind of rhetoric we're hearing from Governor Pawlenty doesn't help solve the problem
right,
at all.
But in the bigger picture again, do you think what these governors are doing is setting a pretty good example for what Washington should be doing?
Well, what the governors are doing is saying we got to work to reduce costs. And if you look at the budget that President Obama put on the table, it includes $400 billion over a period of time, including a freeze on wages for federal employees. And the issue here is whether we make these cuts and reduce the deficit in a responsible manner or whether we do it in a reckless manner. And the debate at the federal level is not that we shouldn't work to balance the budget and get the deficits under control. The issue is, how do you do it? And the proposal to take $61 billion out of the economy over a seven-month period is reckless when you've got
reckless.
It's reckless when you've got an economy as fragile as this.
Is it reckless? 800-510-8255. Bill Hemmer on Fox talking to Congressman Chris Van Hollen. More of that sort of thing coming up as we continue to overview this thing on the countdown.
Thank you. It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
See terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The possibility of a shutdown in government. Maybe a little bit less today than it was yesterday, but tomorrow when they start trying to hash out, there's not enough time to figure out what there is that needs to be cut between now and September, so on and on it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. Government shutdown, the focus on that here. Jimmy Barrett, who's a pretty good host, talked to Phil Kirpin from Americans for Prosperity about this proposed extension.
What's the point of putting a deal together that only takes us through March 18th, though?
Well, it certainly is not an ideal solution, and I think that the continuing resolution that the House already passed that runs through the end of the fiscal year through the end of September was a very good bill, but it had a lot of very controversial policy riders, most of which I supported, things like stopping the EPA's climate regulations and stopping the FCC's internet regulations. And they had dozens of other policy riders like that, a lot of pro-life riders and so on. And the Senate basically said, we won't pass a bill like that. And so you got to figure out what you can actually get done. And while the negotiations continue over that funding vehicle to get us through the end of this fiscal year, looks like we need to buy a little more negotiating time. And so we're looking at this short-term, 2-week continuing
resolution. I was going to say, is 2 weeks really, though, enough? Based on what we've seen so far, is 2 weeks really enough time to get a deal?
I don't know, Jimmy. I think there's a pretty good possibility we'll keep seeing these short-term deals all the way through the end. I still have hope that we can get something done.
We're going to run the government just like we run my house, huh? 2 weeks of the crack? Pay the bills every 2 weeks and then, come up with something else, I guess.
It sure wouldn't be ideal, but they may do it that way.
It sure wouldn't. At this point in time, though, do you think the Democrats and the president are coming around Republican cuts, because they're starting to talk a little bit more like they might be? Or is this just something they're willing to do to prevent a government shutdown?
Well, one of the things that the Speaker Boehner did in this two-week version is he put in a lot of the spending cuts that the president himself requested in the president's budget. And I think that was sort of a shrewd political move to say, we're going to cut here. We're going to include cuts that you yourself have supported, make it harder for Democrats to oppose. And so, I don't know that the that the Democrats are necessarily coming around to the specific cuts that a lot of Republicans would like to see, but they certainly seem to have come around to the idea that at least publicly they need to be talking about cutting spending, that that's sort of where the political support is right now. And I think that's a big change from where they were just a couple of years ago when they were passing trillion-dollar stimulus bills and the trillion-dollar health care bill and the rest of it.
Yeah. What do you think is going to have to happen? What kind of movement do you see that's going to happen in the next 2 weeks to get a deal on a new budget?
I think we're going to have to see a dramatic increase in engagement from grassroots activists and citizens who care about spending issues, because the special interests that benefit from these particular programs will fight intensely to keep them, and that's the dynamic that makes it very difficult to cut spending. And so I think that people who care about overall government spending, this is crunch time, not just on this continuing resolution, but as you pointed out, on the new budget coming out, and Paul Ryan's budget will come out sometime this month, and it'll be marked up, and then there's going to be a huge fight in this country really through April whether we'll adopt something that looks more like the president's budget or more like Chairman Paul Ryan's budget.
Right. I mean,
that's
going
to be a big, big fight.
That's what we need, is another big, big fight. Here, host Bill McEwen talks to Sal Russo about all of this. He's a Tea Party strategist.
Sal, do you think we're going to have a shutdown, or do you think this will be avoided?
Well, I think it's going to be avoided. That would be an unfortunate consequence. You know, the problem we have is that, and we certainly have seen it in Washington, and we've really seen it in California the last few years, that we have these dire economic problems and budget problems. The state's in serious financial problems, and the two sides, whether you're talking about the Republicans or the Democrats or the legislature or the governor, can't come to any agreement. And so instead of solving the problem and doing the responsible thing, they put together a budget that looks good on the surface, and everybody praises one another of making a good faith effort, and they pass something, and then they move on to the next year.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Oh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach, and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Way comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And three.
Coast to Coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It is now, and there's the pregnant pause for drama. Your turn, the shutdown, the possibility of a shutdown. William in Illinois thinks there are several spiteful politicians at work here.
I only know what I see on television, and the only thing that I know, I'm a military retiree, and I am not worried about anything, but that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, they're two spiteful, hateful people. They do things to spite one another. And the same thing with Patrick Leahy and that blasted Barney Franks and Sam Backus of Nebraska. Those guys, all they do is things for spite, and they laugh. They laugh because they can get it done. Those are the people that are responsible.
The people who are responsible, yes, it's different. The beauty of this is the beauty is in the ears of the beholder. Some people think those folks are heroes, sir. 800-510-8255. What are you thinking about the possibilities of the shutdown, whether now or 2 weeks from now? How does it affect you? Mike calls from Maryland, listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington there.
I think we should actually blame ourselves because we're to be blamed because we continue to allow this pretend two-party system to stay in power. Because isn't that the point for the Republicans and Democrats to keep us divided? Now, we know that there's not going to be a shutdown of the government. But, you know, every 4 years we go through this with a threat that the government's going to shut down and the fear that we're going to lose Social Security and everything's going to fall apart. And then this two-party criminal cartel puts us through the situation, you know, every 4 years. So we're to blame because we allow this, you know, rogue criminal cartel to keep this game going, you know, year after year. So we're to blame. We're to blame ourselves, you know, for not putting a more appropriate and an acceptable political powers and control.
Do you think you're to blame? Do you think the Democrats are to blame? Do you think the Republicans are to blame? Or are you more focused on how we fix the problem? It appears there's not much going on to fix the problem. It's all pointing fingers, which seems kind of childish when you get right down to it. Let's hear from you at 800-510-8255. Reed in Washington and the blame game.
This isn't a Republican issue or a conservative issue. This has to do with the fact that we don't have the money. You know, the fact is the Democratic Party, the crat in Democrat, is the same as the crat in bureaucrat. Their biggest constituency across the nation is every single city, federal, and county, and state worker. And if we don't have the money, how could you possibly make the argument that the government can continue as it is? The president's budget is a joke. It doesn't cut anything. You know, the people that are lending us the money around the world are looking at this and wondering, what are we going to do? Are we going to start cutting the budget and getting things back in line? The Energy Department, it's been in existence about 25 years. It burns $211 million a year. And ask yourselves, America, where are we at? Do we have more secure energy? Are they cutting our throats and not letting us drill? Are we still beholden to the people in the Middle East for our energy? So I say this, the budget has to be shrunken so that we can get ourselves back in order.
All right. In order. You ready? Set. Go, George in Pennsylvania.
Remember that when Obama took office, the country was in a deep financial situation that had been going on ever since Reagan. And then the Senate made a proposition that they would say no to everything or require 60 votes for anything. So that's why the budget has not been passed. It's a shame that our politicians think only of themselves and not of trying to help the country get out of this recession. What the Republicans are proposing is really going to kill jobs, and the fact that Boehner says so be it is terrible to think about the loss of jobs.
800-510-8255. Scott, I understand you're in Georgia and you want to talk about the Congress on the countdown.
We don't have a budget because the Democrat-controlled Congress from Pelosi and Reid did not pass a budget last year. They kicked the can down the road and left it in the lap of the Republicans. And the American people spoke loudly in November and said, we want Republican control because the Democrats were messing it up. And the second thing is, that all this stuff, oh, if we cut here and there, we're going to sacrifice millions of jobs and everything. For 2 years, we've been spending out of control. That has not brought jobs. That has not created a good economy. And so it messed up. It didn't work. And so now all of a sudden, after spending $1 trillion under Obama and their Democrat Congress, people are saying, oh, my gosh, we're going to cut 5% of that, and, oh, God, jobs are going to go everywhere. They're not going to be there anymore. And it's just it just boggles the mind that people are can say, oh, we'll spend $1 trillion and nothing happens. And then we say, we got to cut our bills and pay our bills and cut our spending. And, oh, my gosh, everything's going to fall apart. People wake up. Everything has fallen apart. It's time to cut spending like you would if you were running your own household.
Now, that analogy keeps coming back to the surface, doesn't it? How do you run your household? Can't run it in the hole like we run our country, for sure. 800-510-8255. Mary in Virginia with a vote.
In order for a government to work, and that is effective, that will work for the best interest of we the people, it requires that we the people are active, engaged, and have a memory enough to hold the government accountable. So long as we continue to have amnesia and vote for the same party that clearly does not have our best interests in mind, we find ourselves in the situation. So therefore, who do I blame? I blame we the people. And who's going to lose out in the process? It is not going to be Obama. It's not going to be the Republicans or the Democrats. It's going to be we the people again. So I urge everyone to please have a memory. Remember who put us in the situation that we're in today. 8 years of the Republicans, we find ourselves in trillions of dollars of deficit. And now we vote the same people back in power again. And what are they doing? Constantly the same thing of trying to kill the American dream for the middle class and the working class. And it's very blatantly clear that they only represent the rich. So I don't understand people that are not rich and are not corporations. Why in the God's name would you vote for Republicans? I just don't understand.
Well, because the Democrats have done such a horrible job. That's why. And the Republicans then will do a horrible job. We go back and forth. That's why we need a third party, or maybe to get rid of the parties. Why don't we see it that way? 800-510-8255. I don't see a whole lot of chance that everything's going to change as long as we keep the wheel going in the direction it is with the same kind of thinking. Campaign finance reform, all that sort of thing is part of the focus here. Not enough people are talking about that. Rita, listening to WJOL in Joliet, you're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Just want to know why all Republicans are so Keynesian when it comes to tax cuts and they're not when it comes to deficits. When the Clinton administration left office, we had a surplus.
And? I think we've lost you. Yeah, no, we have a bad, I'm sorry, Rita, bad cell connection. Got your point, though, and it was well made. Thank you. Rachel in Santa Fe. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, hi, Doug.
Hi.
You know what? It just seems like Mary was right that we sort of have a collective amnesia because, you know, we bailed out the robbers on the swindlers on Wall Street. We bailed out the big business. We're giving all this money to rich people who are supposed to be creating jobs and wealth. And, you know, now everyone's broke and we expect teachers and firefighters and cops to take a hit. And, you know,
But Rachel, some, not all, teachers are, the problem here is that we now have started to really peer into what these public unions are all about. And you know as well as I do that not in every case, and maybe not even in the majority of cases, but in too many cases, the unions have protected people who have no business having a job as a teacher, as a policeman, as a fireman, as an employee in certain circumstances. And this kind of stuff is what's getting under people's skin. And then they see these pensions that are ungodly, outrageous. Come on, you know as well as I do that those things are not fair or just and right. And they've used their ability to campaign and contribute for the candidates who then vote for them, the people who are campaigning and donating. They vote for them to have a cushy either job or retirement. That's what's bothering people. Not all of this stuff back and forth. We all know the Republicans don't have a clue, but the Democrats don't either. Without dealing with this thing, which is a thorn festering in the sides of people in America, if you don't deal with this and the expenses that come as a result of it, then you're not being, it's like it's a waste. We've wasted so much time and precious capital doing what we ought not to have done, and that is shore up and support people who have no darn business being where they are. That's what bugs people.
Okay, it's not a perfect system, and it could be improved.
But it's too easy to slough it off that way. It's too easy.
We're going to have to get to the point eventually where we'll have to tax rich people and corporations. They can't.
No. Well, maybe we have to tax, but that's the old, I'm disappointed in you, that's the old ruse of the rich versus the poor. Versus yesterday, I don't know if you heard me talking about the study that was done by the Government Accounting Office that found that we could get, if we got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, the Pentagon could have exactly what they say they want next year for $460 billion. That means of an almost $700 billion budget, listen to these numbers, at least 200 and some odd million are wasted wasted every year. How do we live with that? How do we settle on that? How come we're not focused on fixing that?
Well, that's a very good point. Nobody's talking in this budget about, cutting any kind of defense budget.
Well, but cutting it is one thing. Focused on the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, that's the way to cut it. They can have all their toys, all that they want, but the fraud is like 20-some-odd percent of the budget. You can't live your life wasting 20% of the money that you have, I wouldn't think. Thanks for the call.
Right.
I got to move on. It's 15 before the hour. We move to Libya in a moment on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
All right, let's get to Libya, the focus Rick Daniels has with a CBS reporter on the scene. Tunisia, right near the border of this western Libyan town, is it Nahlout, where apparently Gaddafi is amassing his armies for a showdown, kind of, I hear.
Yes, he's fighting back, and he's fighting back with all sorts of weaponry. He said he's going to use fighter jets. He's going to use security forces to tamp down the rebellion there. Rebels said they can handle it, but it's a seesaw battle on the western front of west of Tripoli, and Gaddafi's not giving up, and some people are saying this could lead to a civil war.
Now, Tula, are you seeing lots of refugees coming across the border now?
Well, I have. I spent one day. I'll be back in the border this evening, but I just spoke to the United Nations, and according to official figures from there, since February 20th, 70 to 75,000 migrant workers from Libya have crossed into the border to Tunisia, further stressing the resources of this country that's really in the midst of political instability and uncertainty.
There have been reports that perhaps relief agencies, Red Cross, whatnot, instead of going into Libya, maybe setting up at the border there with Tunisia. Is that starting to amass?
there is relief on the side, the Tunisian side, because the people coming out of Libya, they want to leave Libya. There are, in fact, 20,000 out remaining in the no man's land, that basically trying to get into Tunisia. So the UN, along with the Red Crescent here, which is the Red Cross of Tunisia, and the Tunisian military, are expanding the camps to accommodate this incredible flow of people coming over. So they are making efforts to take people out and send them to their countries, but the people coming in are far greater than the people leaving.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Buddha.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's hear from you now at 800-510-8255. As time allows, we're reviewing the situation in Libya in this hour of the countdown. And we move along here to a circumstance. Let's see here. We have, let's do Mark Caesar and Ed Clemens and Sam Cox talking in Texas on their program about some of the efforts being employed to try to get Gaddafi to step down.
The UN Security Council has referred Muammar Gaddafi to the International Criminal Court. Ambassador Bolton, you're not wild about that idea, but first of all, what is the International Criminal Court?
It was a court set up in 1999 by over 150 nations, intended to provide jurisdiction for people who commit crimes against humanity and gross abuses of human rights. Actually, its 10-year history since it became operational has been pretty pathetic. Hasn't done much of anything, really.
Does it have any teeth to try an international leader?
Well, it can do that if it can get them in custody, and that's one of the problems with Gaddafi. I don't think he's going to surrender. I think he's either going to prevail or go down fighting. But the real issue is whether an international court like that at all has any legitimacy to deal with somebody like Gaddafi. The real question should be if we get a new Libyan government, hopefully a government of democratic foundations, they are the ones that should decide what Gaddafi's fate should be. He's committed all these crimes in their name, and really their own political maturation, I think, would be enhanced by dealing with this dictator.
You are a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. You have seen the U.N. body deal with international leaders before. What can the U.N. do about Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, I think really very little. You know, this past weekend, the Security Council passed a sanctions resolution in addition to referring Gaddafi to the International Criminal Court. That sanctions resolution will have nothing to do with what's happening on the ground in Libya. And right now, the UN's debating whether to suspend Libya from its Human Rights Council. Of course, it's ridiculous that Libya is on the Human Rights Council to begin with, and certainly it's not going to affect Muammar Gaddafi if they suspend him. So I'm afraid the entire resort to the UN smells of just passing the buck, really, of pretending to try and address the situation without doing what you really need to do to make the hard decisions that affect the conflict that's going on right now.
From the UN to the U.S., the United States has sent military units, air and sea, to the region. Is there anything more President Obama can be doing?
Well, first, let's be clear. It's about 4 weeks too late to be sending these units. You know, we had a situation where Americans were very much at risk in Libya. Fortunately, they got out okay. But there are potentially hundreds, maybe thousands more Americans that are still in country. Over this weekend, Britain and Germany sent their own military aircraft in to evacuate more of their citizens. The United States has not been in a position to do that. And heaven forbid that Gaddafi sees American citizens as hostages. I think while the movement of these naval assets now is a good thing to do, it's long past when it should have been undertaken. We have not done adequate contingency planning here, and I think we escaped the tragedy only by luck.
Slight mistake there. That was radio host Steve Scott talking to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. Obviously, the focus was Libya, to be sure. 800-510-8255. Joe, what do you think of the sanctions?
I just wanted to say that I thought both sets of solutions, one from the United States, the other from the U.N., were very lame, would be totally ineffective. In the first case, sanctions take months, if not a year, to be effective. This is going to play out in weeks, if not days. As far as immediately calling Gaddafi to trial or war crimes, you're just going to he's just going to be more entrenched to stay put and fight it out. You're certainly not going to be able to negotiate for him to leave.
All right. Here's Phil listening down in New Orleans with thoughts on the Libyan situation.
You know, with Libya and Gaddafi, we just got them fighting a war we didn't have any business in anyway. We went over there and bombed their butts to begin with and took care of business within the first few years. We stayed over there longer than we should have. Now they're trying to get us to go over to Libya and take care of Gaddafi. This whole deal about him bombing the protesters because they want him out, somebody ought to bomb him just to shut him up. Gaddafi ought to do is exactly what I think everybody else doing this crap should do, is just put a gun to their head and pull the trigger.
All right, sir. That's a wonderful way to fix everything. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. Doug Stefan here, hoping to hear from you again on the next hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.